views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we are at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And today it's going to be a Sybil day.
Oh, an interesting day.
How many personalities am I going to take out of
Out of me?
Melissa Burnett. Is it going to be Hot Brown? Is it going to be Melissa in the Morning?
We're pulling them all, baby.
Is it going to be Rock Candy?
Yeah.
Is it going to be Hockey Mom?
We're pulling them all, baby.
Well, first we're going to go to Melissa in the Morning.
Okay.
Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween.
Halloween. I'm excited. Trick-or-treating with you. I'm excited
for that.
To
the City Hall.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I'm bringing my kids. I do it every year.
I'm going to read my PSA.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I wrote my first PSA.
I'm proud of you.
I hope so. Now, Fairbanks, I'm reading this to upper management for the first time.
Yeah, let's see if it's good enough, and let's see if you mark all my criteria.
I'm hosed.
Yes, you are. Let's do this.
Looking for a ghoulishly good addition to your Halloween plans? Whatever your plans for the evening, come down to City Fairbanks Hall at 800 Cushman Street on Tuesday, October 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. It's a perfect start for Halloween, trick-or-treating in a warm, controlled, and safe environment. Just like last year, there will be multiple treat stations and lots of treats and goodies. Just like last year, all the departments are competing against each other for the best theme, presentation, and decorations. Take a picture of yourself against these backdrops, and you get to determine the winner and vote for the best theme. The City Fairbanks Police will be giving out glow sticks to your children later for having a fun evening. I sort of screwed that one up there. It'll be the best. I'm going to hand this right to her. But my big clothes. It is the best and finest haunted house in Fairbanks, so make sure you stop by between 3 and 6 p.m. this Halloween.
I like it, and that goes right to me.
Yeah, I gave it up, yeah.
You had the who, what, when, where, and why. I like it.
Yeah, and I immediately just gave it to upper management.
I will disperse.
You know, now, you're not playing any heart, are you?
Not right now. I did this morning. Only because I like Barracuda. I only ever play Barracuda in the morning. Yeah.
I don't play Dreamboat. You play that and we are going to have big issues.
Yeah, I don't play Dreamboat.
Okay.
I do, however, play Black Dog, which you seem to not like in the mornings. But
everyone needs a drum solo from Led Zeppelin first thing in the morning on your way to work at 7:02 a.m.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But here this morning, you know, I'm going to work at 6:30. It's budget week, you know. So I'm at the office every morning at 6:45, and I hear Melissa in the Morning all about Halloween.
Yeah.
I go, now that is how you start the day in October.
Heck yeah.
Melissa in the Morning, Halloween. What's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
Oh, wow. My favorite one ever. Honestly, this is going to be, people are going to laugh at this one. I was a weed fairy a couple years ago, and it was amazing. And I don't care who knows it. This was, you know, before school board and all that stuff. But like, this was a weed fairy. Yeah, this was I think it was about 8 years ago now. It was before my job here at the station, before I knew any of these guys. There was a Halloween party at the Blue Loon, and I, for the first time ever, wanted to put something together that I had never done before, and I did. It was a self-made costume, all of it put together and made by me, and I was very proud of it, actually. So, yeah. That was the weed fairy. I know. People are going, holy crap. It was awesome. It was 8 years ago. It was a good time.
I guess my one that I can remember.
Yeah.
Anyway, my college days. I was in a fraternity. Mm-hmm. When I was in, all the fraternities in school have great big blowout Halloween parties, right. You know, and all the girls would dress up as Playboy bunnies or yeah. French maids, you know, yeah. this provocative stuff.
Yeah.
It is
cool. Always is.
And guys, you know, what does a guy do?
Yeah.
You know, what does a guy like myself do?
Go as Lex Luthor.
Well, back then I had
back
hair.
Back when you had hair?
Yeah. And so I've got, you know, I'm in this fraternity, but I'm living off site with two roommates. And, you know, I'm in college. So mm-hmm. I'm basically, I live in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And my bed is my roommate's great big beanbag chair. Comfortable as all get out, and it's leopard skin, leopard print. So me and one of the roommates were trying to figure out, he goes and gets something, you know, he's Jewish, so he dresses up as an Arab gentleman.
Yeah.
You know, it's what
yeah.
they do. And I'm trying to figure it out. So I go, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my buddy's beanbag chair, and I'm going to cut it open, you know, put all the beans out. And we got this little garage, and he's got yeah. this little plastic boat out there. I'll put the beans in the boat, and later on I'll put the beans back in and sew it up, and I'll be good, you know?
Yeah.
So I take out it.
How'd that work out for you?
So I walk into the party, you know, I put the beans in his boat, and he's got this shocked and horrid look on his face.
Because you ripped up his bean bag.
And he goes, where are the beans? And I go, well, they're in your boat in the garage. Oh, man.
That's awesome, actually. That's so funny.
You ready for a phone
I'm
call?
I'm ready for a phone call.
Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is? Hello? Okay. Not getting anything there.
Yeah, you can hear them, but they're not talking.
Okay. Well.
No, we tried.
Yeah, but that was, I still laugh so hard I get teared up over that one.
Yeah, no, that's pretty funny,
so,
actually.
It's so funny. You know, and yeah. of course, I was never able to get the beans back in the bag.
So, of course not.
So then I had to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, and those are those like clingy beads.
Yeah,
beans
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
Oh.
I was like, how'd that work out for you?
You know, but you know, you're 21, 22 years old, and what are you thinking anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're
dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah. No girls in Playboy outfits came up to me.
I would not think so.
Yeah, no French maids came up to me.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. So what are you going to be this time?
A hockey mom. That's what I'm going as this time. I'm going as a hockey mom. There's the caller.
Here we go. Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
Good morning, David and Melissa. This is Ron, and I, in the quest for continuing frivolity, I just wanted to know if Melissa and her other endeavor has gotten her white horse and black mask.
I am the Lone Ranger.
Stars of William Tell.
Yeah, it's the Redcoats are coming. That's for dang sure. Yeah, you know what? It's we'll get there. We're gonna talk about that. Don't you worry. We'll get there.
Yeah, I'm perplexed.
Yeah,
but I need to be educated, obviously, Ron.
Yeah.
So I thank you for the phone call, but. We're going to start with David's education right now. Tell me about the Lone Ranger.
Well, everybody's quite well aware of how our elections went, mm-hmm. and we lost everything.
Excuse me?
Except for city council. We lost everything except for city council. Good job, by the way, to the city council. You know, you guys have really kept it about the people, about the city, and about the things that matter, and I think that really benefited well.
Yeah.
Especially for keeping Ringstad and Marnie on the city council. So that was a great thing. But we were not so fortunate with the borough assembly or the school board. And
so right now, you're hot brown.
Yeah.
You're hot brown. Okay.
I'm hot brown right now. And
okay.
I am the Lone Ranger. So, you know, his reference to a white horse and a mask, it's really kind of what I feel like right now. I am the only one left on our school board. Who sits conservatively in any way, shape, or form. You know, most people understand that I'm a right leaning moderate, mm-hmm. but I'm the only one left. April will be leaving, Maggie will be leaving. We got Bobby, Meredith, and Tim Doran all. Tim is back, and now we have Bobby and Meredith. And so there we go. That's gonna be what it is.
Fairbanks, we're gonna take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages, and we'll discuss more with Hot Brown.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Some people accuse me of laying down on the job. Well, they're not wrong. That's how it works. Septic tanks are made to lay down on the job. I did not choose my profession. It is lonely and far from easy, but it's honest work, and I do it well with a little help from my family. They have Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thawin' pump me out once a year. I find it quite invigorating, and I continue to serve them much better.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy today with a chance for snow. High of 31. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight. Chance of snow 16. Chance of snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 29. Cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 29. Thursday under cloudy skies. 31. Friday chance of snow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen Studio here with Hot Brown.
Hot Brown
at
right
the
now.
Moment. Yeah, Hot Brown, which means it's politics time.
Yes.
Now, last Tuesday night was not a good night.
No. And so we all met at Big Daddy's.
Mm-hmm.
And when Lejeski walked in with the green papers, and he did not have the look on his face I was hoping for, I knew it was over. And that was a real hard hit. I went through a lot of emotions. I went through a lot of just everything. I spent a couple days thinking about it and just putting my mind behind exactly what happened. And
you were digesting.
I was. It took a lot to digest that. You know, I was hopeful, but there was some things, even you and I behind, you know, closed doors and such had spoken about missteps along the way. And there was quite a few of them. And honestly, after much thought and consideration, this goes all the way back to last year's elections. You know, we took over the assembly,
mm-hmm.
and when we took over the assembly, we came in kind of hard. And we did things that we probably should have thought twice about, like, destroying the Climate Action Committee. And I know there's going to be a lot of people out there going, what did she say? We probably shouldn't have destroyed that and kicked everybody off of it. A reorganization would have been better. You know, putting some key players into place and maybe making it lean more our way, but not necessarily throwing everybody off of it. I think that really ruffled some feathers there in the assembly and with those who were honestly wanting something different there with the climate action plan. I know that, you know, I'm in no way, shape, or form a climate denier, but there are things to that, like turning us into a class one borough. What? Are you kidding me? I don't think so.
Mindy O'Neill.
Yeah, exactly. So there's things about it that.
And that's something you have to watch now.
No, we have to be on pins and needles with this now because they all campaigned on going to the original climate action plan,
mm-hmm.
which, if you go back to the original, that was the class one borough, which was why we reacted in the way we did. We said, no way are you going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was.
Most people didn't realize that was in that climate action plan.
Yeah. And so that's where we're at. And then, you know, it goes to when Jimmy Cash shouted out the FEA. Was he wrong? Not necessarily. You know, there was things, the fear-mongering that was happening, absolutely correct. You know, but there was a lot of harshness that came out. Teachers didn't respond well to that. You know, whether or not you agree with the unions and FEA, they have a lot of people in this town, mm-hmm. and they got angry. And then you go to the school board. And, you know, we did the sex ed and we threw out the supplement. Well, that riled up Planned Parenthood. And that really got them angry and got them involved. And then we go to the walrus. Wrong town. Wrong message, wrong time, wrong town.
Mm-hmm.
Fairbanks is a very purple area.
I try to explain that to people.
Yeah, we are not red, we are not blue, we are purple.
Yep.
We are a mixing pot of everything. And listening,
which I like.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You have a lot of different perspectives. You have a lot of people that bring, you know, everybody's piece matters. So now here we are. We riled up Planned Parenthood, we riled up DC, we riled up FEA, we riled up the teachers, and this is what the price we pay.
And it'll open our turnout.
Yeah, and this is the price we pay. And in an election seat
and
year,
also the Man Show.
Man Show.
That brought out a lot of voters.
Yeah, and they didn't get listened to.
Yeah.
People were not listened to. And
yeah.
that you... you know, there's a difference between sitting there and listening and sitting there and actually listening. Mm-hmm. You know, are you listening or are you not? And a lot of people felt that the borough assembly wasn't listening. And, you know, a lot of people be out there will be very mad at me right now. And that's OK. I plan to go say many of these very things tomorrow night. There is a Republican women's meeting and there's an election recap happening. And I plan to say a lot of these same things that, you know, there was a lot of missteps along the way. We ran on ego. We ran on name. We thought that that would get us by. There was no campaigning. There was very minimal fundraising. I mean, we got out fundraised 10 to 1. A lot of mistakes.
Ready for a phone call?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on KFVR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello there. I tend to think that the solution to all this, the solution to getting conservatives retained, is to have a website, somebody have their own private website that, from a conservative point of view, that simply has a few of the issues going on at the school board and at the borough assembly, and that shows who voted for what. You know, for instance, on the school board, something on all about this book that the current school board had gotten rid of. And unless I'm missing such a website that already exists, but I don't know of it, but I think that's needed so that anybody during any time of the year can go to this website and see what the issues are. I think there's just a whole swath of people that don't listen to Problem Corner, don't listen to the Michael Duke Show, have no idea what it is, but they're decent people, and if they knew what the issues were and who's running and who's...
Well, hold it. What? Are you trying to tell me that there's decent people who don't listen to me on the radio?
Is that a hard pill for you to swallow, David?
That's a hard
David?
Pill for me to swallow. But, okay, go ahead, Randy. Sorry for interrupting.
Anyway, is there such a website already out there that I don't know about?
There isn't, and you're not wrong. Something like that is needed, absolutely. You know, not just a website, but just a place, maybe even on Facebook, where, you know, we can get that kind of information. You're not wrong. There is a lack of it.
Randy, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it, buddy. But also, Randy, he brings up something that hasn't been discussed. The right was fractured.
Mm-hmm.
There was no commonality of message except
no.
for what came out from me and you.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it.
Yeah.
You have very fractured, you know, you have Tammy Wilson is doing her own thing and mm-hmm. only her thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had the school board people running, Maggie not running.
Mm-hmm.
How many times were you frustrated with her?
A lot. A lot. I spent a lot of frustrations.
How many times did April shoot herself?
A few.
Yeah.
You know, it was like I
felt sorry for Aaron Gibson. He got caught up in the
all
watch.
Of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
He would have been a very, very fine person.
Mm-hmm. Very effective.
He would have got caught up in the watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the city of Fairbanks, you know, I just made sure they stayed away from everyone.
Yeah.
Don't get involved in.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't get involved. Don't attach yourself.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing. Don't get involved. Don't attach yourself. And it. You know, a lot of missteps this year, and it really sucks that it, you know, every 2 years you kind of see, like, we're on this pendulum, right? It goes left, it goes right, it goes left, it goes right. Well, how do we stop that? We pay better attention, we organize ourselves better, and we get rid of that extreme side of things that we also have people out there tainting.
Well, also, you know, you had on both the assembly and the school board. They voted against incumbents
mm-hmm.
because all they saw on there was fights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all you saw.
Yeah.
On the city council, you don't see that.
No. The last 4 years on the school board, it's been insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that COVID riled a lot of people up, but it's been insane. A lot of disrespect came mm-hmm. from mouths that sat behind that diocese. You know, when people just wanted somebody to listen, when people just wanted a little bit of understanding and just thoughtfulness, out came nastiness.
Yeah.
And you know, it I almost forgot, because last year has been so good on the school board, right? The last year truly has been really good, and I forgot about the nastiness, and then it started to resurface, and I was like, I forgot about that, but people didn't forget.
Yeah. Ready for a phone call? Good morning, you're on KFVR Radio, and your name is
Aaron.
Hello, Aaron.
So, yeah, I was just going to call and say, well, to Melissa, you know, Tuesday didn't go the way we wanted, but our hearts and prayers are with you in your lone fight.
But thank you.
I agree with both of you that we shot ourselves in the foot.
Yep. We absolutely did, Aaron. Absolutely. Shot ourselves in the foot big time, and this is the price we pay. So now we have to be on our P's and Q's. We have to watch. We have to be diligent. I really have to watch and be diligent. I've got nothing. They're going to stick baby in a corner. It's exactly what's going to happen on our school board. Baby's being put in a corner, and baby's going to be shut up. You know, they're not going to allow.
There's no shutting you up.
No, and that's what they don't understand.
They might shut you out. But
they're going to try.
Yeah.
They're going to try. They will not be affected. But Aaron, thank you. I appreciate that.
Aaron, you have a great day. Really appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it's, you know, as they say, elections have consequences.
They do. And they absolutely do.
Yeah.
I would like to see a better organization come out of this. There is a climb upward out of this. There mm-hmm. absolutely is. Positivity is the way. First off, we've got to be more positive. We've all got to be on the same page.
How did I run my election?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Most
a positive,
positive person
campaign.
Out there.
Yeah.
Most
same
positive.
With me.
Yeah.
You know, same with Les. When Les and I ran together, there was no animosity. There was no fighting. Even against our opponents, we treated them with respect. We were kind. Now, I understand people are going to be like, well, they weren't that way to us. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But they find solace in the way they treat us. Mm-hmm. And they, for some reason, even though we're sitting here going, that is so hypocritical, and that's not right for you to treat us like that.
We don't attack back.
We don't attack back. We can't attack back. We do not have that luxury to attack back, because when you do, you wake the sleeping giant that those people are.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it that way, but that's the facts.
Mm-hmm.
When you decide to do that, what you have done is what we've just witnessed.
Thank you, Michael Humphrey.
It's, you know.
Thank you,
I,
Michael Humphrey.
Yeah, it's hard. It's that walrus, man. Here's the thing. I actually like Michael. Here's the thing. I have a lot of respect for him, and he, you know, he ran with what he thought was what needed to be said, but this is the wrong town for that. This is not the town for that kind of message. There is not enough power behind that kind of message. And a lot of people saw it as hateful, and a lot of people saw it as something that, okay, no, this is not about
that,
kids.
That would work in the Mat-Su.
Yeah, it would work in the Mat-Su. Ags, it really, truly would. Not in Fairbanks. Not in Fairbanks. This
He's
is
trying
not
to run
town.
A Mat-Su race in Fairbanks.
Yeah.
But when he did it, you know, I walked into your office. I've never met him before, and I've never had a conversation with him. But I walked into your office and I said, he just lost. And then I said,
we all just lost.
Yeah, that was the second thing I said. And the third thing I said is, you want to try and detach everyone from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Detach him. And he wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
He kept, yeah.
The party wouldn't, and I hate to say it like this, but the party wouldn't allow it. There were times that I had a friend who wanted to do a fundraiser for April and Maggie, just April and Maggie. It had nothing to do with the fact that they just didn't know who Michael was. They'd never talked to him. And the second that happened, it was a storm. Well, why isn't this person involved? And why didn't you do this? And like, not everybody wants to attach to that, because that walrus was really a hateful message. And it's, you know, everybody's afraid to say that. And at the beginning, I wasn't, and I got ridiculed for that. And I'll still get rid of, I still to this day get mm-hmm. ridiculed for saying that I didn't agree with the walrus. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with it. And that it, look at where we are. We lost all of our seats. I mean, this is, my next year on the school board is going to be the most impossible year ever.
Oh, you can suck it up.
Oh, I'm going to. Oh, I'm putting my hat in for chair.
That's right.
I'm going to run for chair. I'm going to fight my hardest.
You're rock candy, man.
Yeah, yeah. But
you're
still,
the hot brown.
It still doesn't take away.
You're Melissa in the morning.
Oh, heck yeah.
You got this.
Oh, hell yeah. Still doesn't erase the fact that it's going to be terrible. I might be fine, and I might be able to rain hell.
Now, this has to be Glenner. Genesis, Land of Confusion.
Maybe that was me. Maybe I like me some Genesis. Don't judge.
Fairbanks, I'm not judging her, but...
So judging. Stop it. It's Genesis.
We got some unique bumper music. And we'll try...
It's the land of confusion.
We'll try and get through this.
Our Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The war going on between Israel and Hamas continues on for a fourth day. Airstrikes, the big headline here, Israeli warplanes hammering the Gaza Strip, and they're doing so neighborhood by neighborhood as the Israeli military gets ready for a ground incursion there. Now, this war has already claimed more than 1,800 lives on both sides, and there are fears that there could be Americans being held hostage by Hamas militants. President Biden is hoping to establish Israel-Saudi relations, and they think that might be a problem here because of what's going on with this incident. Back in the U.S., New York City Mayor Eric Adams is back from South America, and he talked about immigration.
We are out of room in New York City. We've been extremely clear on that.
The city's been struggling with housing and caring for an influx of migrants being sent north from the southern border. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minor reports an ordinance scheduled for public hearing next week proposes moving the Fairbanks North Star Borough municipal elections to November in an effort to push up voter turnout and align more federal and state elections. A change in election dates would impact Fairbanks North Star Borough mayoral, assembly, school board, and interior gas utility board elections would be impacted. Fairbanks and North Pole city elections would not be impacted. The borough election follows in line with the Fairbanks and North Pole elections. Elections are held every year as local seats are staggered in three-year terms. As a practice, Fairbanks and the borough clerks share resources at precincts within city limits. Borough and state absentee voting elections are also separate, and a voter would have to register for each separately. The Fairbanks City Council plans to vote on a resolution Monday that would support keeping its own elections in October. The resolution, sponsored by Mayor David Prus and Councilmember Jerry Cleworth, notes that a November election would be impractical for the city.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center is proud to accept insurance from every major insurance provider in the state of Alaska, including TRICARE. They're also the in-network provider for most major insurances as well. Alaska law allows for insurance payments on hearing aids and devices only if prescribed by a licensed audiologist. And with the year's end approaching, now's the time to use those benefits before the deductible resets. Visit the certified audiologist and otolaryngologist at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center if you're suffering from hearing problems or loss. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Melissa in the morning.
Yes.
And where's the, you know, Halloween has changed. Certain things have, certain things haven't.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a kid and you're a parent, you're bringing your kids to where?
We go to Island Homes. That's where we go.
Okay.
I like Island Homes because, one, the Operation Glow is always there, so you always see the police there. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice little neighborhood, right? So you have the big outer corners. You have the middle corners. You've got...
Do you want me to handle this for you?
Sure.
It's a target-rich environment.
There you go. Target-rich environment.
They're 5,000 to 6,000 square foot lots.
There you go.
With sidewalks.
Yes.
So there's not much walking
door
between.
Door after door.
Exactly. Come on.
Now, Riverview's great, but that's become a crap show in there.
It's big.
There's so many people.
Yep.
The candy
so
bars.
Many cars.
Yes. It's hard to navigate. It's, you know, it's crazy. So we go to Island Homes. We like it there.
Well, this year, between 3 and 6, come by.
City Hall.
That's right.
Yeah, go trick-or-treat.
And the thing about it is, we have so many neat displays, mm-hmm. each department. And, you know, I heard this one theme today. This one lady, she's taking an entire hallway, and she's doing Super Mario Brothers.
Theme. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I was like,
that's awesome. Didn't you guys do a Harry Potter last year or something?
The rumor is that finance is doing Harry Potter this year, but we don't know.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. We don't know.
You don't know yet. Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see what happens. You know, who knows what the...
I'll come in my Hufflepuff costume.
Oh, yeah. You know, so it's, you know, and I swear to goodness, it is such a neat experience just to walk through it all.
Mm-hmm.
Get photos with it.
Yeah.
Because we have a competition.
Yeah.
And boy, is that...
Can I say, so I will tell you this, and Matherly's going to be so mad at me, but you know, I don't care. Sorry, Jim. So you have taken this like a level above because he never decorated City Hall when he did it. just saying.
Yeah. You know, and so I walk in there today, and the engineers, they're getting into it too.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They have us all this, like these, you know, surveying equipment.
Yeah.
And they got skeletons, you know.
As surveyors and stuff. That's awesome.
You walk, oh my God.
That's awesome.
And they got this dog with a ball, you know, skeleton dog, you know.
That's cool.
Oh my goodness.
And I like going, it.
It's great humor, and they're getting into it.
That's awesome.
Already.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're still like, what, 2.5 weeks away from Halloween? Like, so cool.
And so last year, you know, at my station, I just, you know, whatever trick-or-treater came up, I just take a handful and give them a handful of candy.
Yeah.
If not one or two. And so after a while, I said, okay, chief of staff, you start doing it. And everyone really loved the chief of staff.
Yeah.
Because his hands are big.
Right.
Big handful of candy. Yeah. And we had so much candy left over. You know, we were set.
Yeah.
We're set for about, you know, 200 to 300 kids coming through.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And, man, you know, and then you get down to the city clerk's office.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got this Danny and Colt down there. So creative. I mean, This is dangerous creativity.
I love it.
Oh, man. You know, so anyway, it's a lot of fun. We really enjoy it. My theme is going to be a good one. I don't know if it's going to win.
But you're like, it'll be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, what the heck. And so, but it seems like on the evening event, it changes. You know, a Saturday night's a big night.
Yeah. Yep. Used to be over at the Blue Loon. We used to have the big, I miss the Blue Loon so much around this time of year.
Remember all the foam things that would drop down on people?
Oh, yeah.
You girls needed foam to look hot.
Oh, yeah.
And you looked hot without the foam, but you didn't know it.
Yeah. It was so great. We used to do the K-Wolf Birthday Bash Halloween party every year, the Saturday before Halloween, out at the Blue Loon. And we would do like a $20 cab ride special. So 20 bucks get you, you know.
There and back.
Yeah, there and back. Like, it was just the coolest. And then, of course, you know, we lost the Blue Loon. But now, the Halloween party, the good one that used to, like, be out at the Spur, or out at the Blue Loon, has moved to the Spur.
Yeah, and then the one in town, the good one used to be at the Big Eye.
Yeah.
They always had a good one.
Yeah, I wonder what's happening with that.
Businesses go up, businesses go down. Hopefully this one doesn't go down and out.
Yeah, same here. I know the Botel will probably be doing something. They usually do some sort of Halloween party. The Spur, hopefully the Big Eye will be doing something. I know they usually do the Midnight. Everybody, like, there's everywhere does some sort of something. Out at, out in Fox, the Howling Dog Saloon, they have a really big Halloween party every year.
My most in this millennium.
Yeah.
My most memorable Halloween night was, I think, Monday, the 31st of October. I think it was 2016. The first night of marijuana being open.
Oh, yeah.
The first night.
Yeah.
So I was invited over to Pocololo for their private soft opening.
Right.
Right down, you know, it's right down Phillips Field to where I live off of. So, what the heck. You know, I go over there. The Raiders are having a football game, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
So at the halftime, I'm going to go over there and check this out. So I go over there. And, you know, you walk in and you get carded by a guy who wanted to be a biker, you know, 20 years ago. He started cracking up about security. Okay. I feel threatened. Yeah. But
got a big guy out there.
Everyone cards. Yeah. Everyone cards. And so I walk in and you got these bud tenders and they're trying to tell everyone, you know, what these things do. And I'm just not interested in that. So I, you know, oh man, I'm looking through windows. And I get to the manager and the owner. And I start talking to them about growing cycles, yield per plant, how long it takes you from when you, do the plant processing, you get back to the state, everything, things like that.
It's a process.
Yeah, you know. So I walked out there. I didn't buy anything. I walked out. Okay, that's pretty good. Yeah, you know. So I go, I'm almost right next to the Hoodoo Brewery. I'm going to go to the Hoodoo and have a beer. Yeah. So I go over to the Hoodoo Brewery, and I get out of my car, and I start walking up, and there's a line out the door.
Oh, wow.
I mean, down the stairs.
Out to the parking lot.
Way, and I'm going, I'm not waiting in line for 30 minutes to get a beer when there's one a mile and a half down the road at my house.
Yeah, right.
So I'm driving.
And that one's free.
So I'm driving home, and I have this epiphany of how my life has changed. I said, you just went to a free, you just went to a marijuana business.
Yeah.
You went to a brewery and you didn't buy anything.
Now you're at home. Yeah, no, you know,
you did not buy anything. You
went my to, how times have changed. Yeah.
My God. It was an epiphany.
Yeah. I think we all get to that
age. I'm so calmed down.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was like 8 years ago dressing as the weed fairy for Halloween, you know?
Yeah. What was your attire like?
It was actually kind of Poison Ivy-ish.
Sort of looked like the Jolly Green Giant-ish, Poison Ivy?
More Poison Ivy from okay. Batman-ish. And okay. like just, I like went to like Michael's and bought like a bunch of leaf greenery and like super glued it all over my clothes. And like I had a pair of wings that I did the same thing for and everything was green and everything was, and you know, I may have, you know, this was years ago, so I may have also thrown out things.
Yeah.
And this was actually, what was funny was this was right around legalization
as well.
So what
were the things that you threw out years ago?
Little dime bags of marijuana.
Oh my
this
God.
It was legal. It had just became legal. This is in 2006.
You're giving out free marijuana?
I was back then. This was years and years and years ago.
Wow.
I know. I was a little crazier in my past life. I know everyone's like, wow, wait,
and,
what?
You did what? And here at the same time, I was too cheap to buy marijuana or wait in line for a beer.
Now times have changed. I would never do that.
You will get there.
Yeah.
You will come to the...
I'm already there.
You'll come to the dark side.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm at, right? Even the other day, I somebody was like, hey, let's go for a beer. I'm like... It's 8 o'clock. I'm already at home. There's beer in my fridge. Like, I'm good. You know, we all go through things. We all change. Yeah. But, you know, it was, man, just Halloween time really makes me miss the Blue Loon. It really does. My most memorable Halloween party was actually the one I hosted, which was the last one we ever had out there. So that was my first year at the radio station, and they assigned me to host the Halloween party. And it was just the funnest time and the coolest thing. And I ran all the contests, and I miss that place. I wish somebody would rebuild that out there. Somebody rebuild the Blue Loon, please. We need that back.
Sadly.
Yeah.
There's some obstacles in your way.
Oh, I'm sure.
One is they never took the money to rebuild it after the insurance fire or after the fire.
Did they even get money out of that because of the causes? Wasn't that like a question in the air? Like
knows?
We couldn't determine what it was, so
who
the
knows?
Insurance can't pay?
They started, but then they stopped and
Yeah. It's all a mess out there now.
Yeah, and two, the owner died.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Same guy that... Yeah, so now it's like what happens, right? What happens with that property? What happens with the... I forget, he was the same one, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
We go to the city hall.
There's obstacles.
Yeah, there's obstacles.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I've got Melissa in the Morning, Rock Candy... Hot Brown.
We're going to the mall.
We got Sybil in the studio with me. They got me in a purple padded room with
North Korean equipment.
And I'm with Sybil. Oh, my God. We'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Go Winter Expo, next weekend at the Carlson Center. The days are shorter, the weather's colder, and the snow, well, you know. The Go Winter Expo shows you how to beat that cabin fever. No matter what you love doing, we have something to heat up your winter fun factor. Check out the newest snow machines, pick up some health and wellness tips, all that and more, plus the Interior Alaska Gun Show. We have something for everyone. Next weekend at the Carlson Center, the Go Winter Expo. Info at fairbanksevents.com. Brought to you by Camper Valley RV and Napa Auto Care Group.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
This week's 50-50 Friday is Friar Tuck's Hoagie House. Perfect time to score that awesome food at half price. The Tuck's Roll, the Po' Boy, huge salads, amazing French onion soup, and their famous hoodoo cheese. cheese fries. Plus live sports on the big screen in every corner. Amazing food to eat in or carry out. Fast and delicious. Plus a huge selection of beer and wines to choose from. And now you can get a $25 gift certificate at half price. This week's 50-50 Friday from Prior Tuck's Hoagie House off Merhar Avenue.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
We choose to live in Alaska. Yeah, it gets cold, but that's just part of it. The ice and snow, the price of fuel, we can't control them. So we prepare. We reduce our net cost with a new Blaze King wood stove and a shed full of dry firewood. With a smaller carbon footprint than oil or natural gas, it's better for the environment. Check out the Blaze King wood stoves at the Woodway. Be prepared. Whatever comes, the Alaskan way, the right way, the Woodway.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Chance for snow today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 31. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows level off around 16. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 29. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Melissa Burnett.
Oh, we're going to go there now. Okay.
Yeah, Melissa Burnett in the studio with me here, you know. But we call her Sybil. Remember the book Sybil?
Yeah.
16 different personalities.
Yeah. No, I remember. Then that, yeah, no, it makes sense. Depends on what gets me riled up and when.
I know. Well, last night at city council meeting, we had one of those items. And you start out, as I was sitting there listening to everything, it was to raise the tobacco tax from 8 to 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about dropping the mill rates on real estate.
Right.
Because the tobacco tax is under the tax cap.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what happens.
Yeah.
You can only bring in so much of revenue.
Right.
Now, if we get more on revenue from cigarette taxes,
mm-hmm.
the revenue for the real estate is dropped.
Right.
So, okay. So the whole aspect of this was that, and one of the, there's only a couple whereases, and one of them was, the third one was, this change will provide lower taxes for property owners. Okay.
Okay.
That's your premise.
Yeah.
It all delved into the social aspect of smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here
oh,
we
yeah.
go.
Oh, yeah.
95%.
Oh, yeah.
Of discussion.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I'm hearing social aspects coming out of this that we don't get involved in.
Yeah.
And so it sounded like at the end of it, it was going to be approved. And I said, okay, here's the deal. I'm going to be watching the revenue. And if I see the revenue from cigarette tax sales dropping, that means real estate taxes are going up.
Yeah.
And I'll be coming back after you.
Yeah. There you go.
To change us back.
Yep.
We're not here to have a penalty on real estate owners for your social
yep.
thing here.
When the no, whole I
premise,
agree.
When the whole premise yeah. was drop real estate tax,
yeah.
have something else shared.
Yep.
So anyway, so we got through that.
Yeah, see what happens now. Yeah,
yeah.
Wait and see.
Yeah, and then we had no Nazis.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was fun.
And how's the Polaris going? Let's talk about the Polaris.
Oh, man, do we have to?
Yeah, we have to.
It's going so good.
I know. I drive by it all the time, and there are crews out there all the time. You
yeah.
see people. Here's the thing. I feel bad for them because, like, I walked up and down that building once, and that was hard. Like, I think the average Alaskan can go about 8 floors before we need to stop and be like, oh my god, I need a minute. Like, and so they're not just, you know, going up 8 floors, taking a break, and then finishing. Like, they're going up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down, and they're bringing doors, and they're bringing tables, and they're bringing chairs, and they're bringing crap, and they're, oh,
and they got respirators on.
Yeah. Oh, and there's no working elevator. Now, I'm assuming assuming they're probably like got a shaft open and maybe they're dropping things down. I don't know. Maybe they're lowering things down. No. So there you go. They're walking up and down stairs and I'm just sitting here going, holy hot damn.
Yeah, it's a...
Thank you, crew. Thank you. Thank you.
I shared that photo with you. And I shared that photo on We Love Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Of what the...
Polaris looks, or the like, Tiki Cove looks like.
Yeah, and it's just nothing but concrete and cleaned. I mean,
I was cleaned. In there. Yeah. That place was nasty. Like, yeah. Nasty. Like,
you were... And after.
Yeah, like walking in there, you were like walking on this pad of moss and mold and crap and dinge and filth, and now it's just bare concrete floor.
While we drank champagne.
I know.
Toasted it.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. But, like, no, impressive. Absolutely impressive, yeah. What they've accomplished so far.
And the plan is they're going to keep doing that. They should, by the end of the year, have all the abatements out.
Yeah.
Then they'll drop the crew down to about half of what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start working on the internal structure.
Right.
To start removing that.
Yeah.
Without collapsing the building. Then in April, they bring in a 110-foot crane.
That, and they're going to drop something.
Up, that reaches up and starts pulling stuff off. And then they also put basically a blanket, a steel blanket,
mm-hmm.
of, say, diamond fencing around the building. So when stuff goes off of it,
yeah.
It doesn't go into another building.
Nice. Like a block. Yeah.
Yeah.
As it starts to kind of crumble apart and as they start to pull it. And, yeah. Yeah. Nice.
And so it's supposed to be done by October 24th.
Of next year?
Yeah.
Nice.
And so just, hey.
Hey, and that's what I keep saying is like, this is going to go from, you know, we're going to get past this winter and then all of a sudden we're going to start seeing what doesn't look like the Polaris anymore.
Yeah.
It's just going to start coming apart and it's going to be like, oh, wow.
All of a sudden, one day,
it's going to be gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Bam.
Just bam. Just gone.
So I was talking to people last night and about my experience. They're asking me about the experience, and I said, it's a one in a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, my God.
Yeah.
And what you learn and how you get through it and blocks that are put up and you get around, you get through. Even when we got the money, people trying to block it.
Yeah.
And the requirements that they wanted. And
it's amazing that so many people wanted to keep it. It's amazing that so many people wanted to hold on to something that just... Fairbanks has that problem, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want to hang on to everything.
Remember, were you here for the coal bunkers?
No, I was
not. Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And they're on railroad leasehold property, and they're abandoned. They weren't operated by anyone, but the historical value of it.
Yeah.
So then they said, okay, the railroad said, okay, we're going to dismantle it. We'll put it over here, and you guys figure out what you want to do with the old coal bunkers.
Yeah.
Well, they did that. Then no one knew what to, so they sat there for a couple of years, and parts went over here, and parts went over there.
Yeah.
They're looking at reassembling it. There's no reassembling this.
Well, I've told your friend, Jenny Skillbred, a time or two that nobody wants me. Nobody wants me on the Historical Society. Ain't nobody want none of that, because I'm be like,
man,
that's all go.
If you were in Fairbanks, I'd be appointing you to it. Pearsall's place in a heartbeat.
Somebody told me, though, that's not very conservative of you. I said, nope, I would get rid of all this old crap.
Yeah.
Done. Just destroy it all. Let's just...
Market is history. Yeah. Photograph it, record it,
yeah.
But guess what?
Yeah, it's got to go.
And that's what we're doing with the Paris building.
Even I'm sorry, sir, even the City Hall, it's got to go. Like, everything. Just stop.
Hey, I took City Hall and had a guy buy it and he put in a distillery.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, it's, and that's awesome. Buildings that can be reused, things that can be repurposed. That's amazing that it can be done. But there is a lot in this town, especially right here downtown, that is way beyond fixing and way beyond making it good again. And it would just be, I think it just to have a one time, just get it out. Put something else in its place, something new, even if it's the same thing, just more up to code, better. I don't know if people have been in half these buildings here downtown. Some of them are in pretty bad shape, and it's, Fairbanks needs new. And sure, hang my head for that. It's okay. That's why I don't sit on the Historical Society.
But little by little, for Craig Compo, we opened up that top floor for more peregrine falcons nesting areas.
Yes, of course.
So Craig, for you, we have more peregrine falcon nesting areas. The things I've gone through.
The things you've gone through for Craig Campo. I just, you know, I'm hoping maybe this year we can find another Chena River halibut again. That'd be pretty great.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it sucks to be me. It just does.
It really does.
Oh, man.
Craig's got it out for you.
Yeah. But you know you've arrived when Craig has it out for you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, that's probably the best thing ever. He's a good guy. Love that, Craig.
Very close friend.
Yeah, he's such a good guy.
I was with him every time Dallas and San Francisco football teams play each other. We watch it together. We've done it for 40 years. So we're there Sunday. Got out a bad day. Oh, my Cowboys got stomped.
Oh,
bad.
So bad. I was sitting at Taco.
You don't have to say so
I
bad.
Was so bad. I was watching that happen. It was so bad, and I was thinking of you the whole time. What was funny was me and my kids were actually at Taco Azteca. My son, Jace, was in Anchorage with his dad playing hockey, and so I took the other two. And we went to Taco Azteca, and this guy comes in and sits at this table directly across from us and asks the waitress if she can put on the San Francisco Cowboys game. And I looked at him. I said, I will only forgive you if you say you're not a Cowboys fan. And he looked right at me and laughed. He goes, nope, I'm not. I said, oh, thank God.
You're a horrible person.
I am. I'm true.
There's another personality of Sybil coming out.
People don't know when your Cowboys lose, I send you memes.
We'll call you Wanda Warlock.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to end up with a whole book on what names that Melissa goes by, according to David Prues.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy to make up names for you.
It truly is.
It really is.
Yeah, it truly is.
Who would ever thought of Hot Brown?
Nobody. I didn't even know that was a sandwich. Had no idea.
Excuse me. It's a remarkable sandwich.
It's a remarkable sandwich. There you go. Yeah. See, I am remarkable.
Who would ever thought of the name Rock Candy?
Yeah, Montrose.
No, but...
But you, yeah. Yes.
Who else in this world would have had the chuspa to give you a call and say, you're Rock Candy?
Yeah, there you go. And that's exactly what happened, too. I literally got a phone call saying, that's your new name. Got it. There's only one other person in this town who's ever given me a nickname, and that's Will Stapp. And he started calling me DJ Mel B. And, like, so between you and Will, like, it's amazing. I love it. So many nicknames, and they all fit my personalities.
Sybil.
Yeah.
Sybil.
Yeah,
there we go. Which one are you pulling out?
Which one am I pulling out? Who am I today?
Oh, man.
Depends on who upsets me and when.
So have you decided on your, excuse me, we're going to go back to Melissa in the Morning.
Okay.
Have you decided on your Halloween costume yet?
I have not. Think I'm just going to go and sport the whole mom thing and just take my daughter out, be hockey mom. I'll throw my kid's jersey on. Go the hockey mom theme, put a jersey on, and there you go. Put some black on my cheeks. And,
you know, be a Karen.
Yeah, something, you know.
Hockey mom Karen.
Hockey Karen, yeah, be the hockey Karen.
My son get 60 minutes a game. Yeah.
Oh, I got a story about that. That's for another time, though. Last night my kid rolls into town on their bus, right? They had just been in Anchorage all weekend, and so we have two goalies on the team. The other goalie didn't have that great of a weekend, and man, did this dad Karen go charging after coach last night because his kid got pulled out of a game. And like, I was just like, that's next level nonsense. Coach's call is coach's call. That's next level nonsense. I just shook my head. I was like, some people. So yeah, maybe a hockey Karen is what I will go as, because we got tons of those in this town. Tons. They know who they are.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. Everyone.
You know, it's interesting how hockey can bring that out in a person.
Oh, absolutely.
Dad, mom, kids.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always tell people, I will be glad the day my son decides that he's done with hockey. I'll be so thrilled. I'm glad he loves it. I'm glad he's good at it. But when he's done, I will be jumping for joy, because it's not for everybody, this hockey world. It's brutal, and parents are mean, and especially as you start climbing and getting into those upper levels.
Yeah.
Survival of the fittest, baby. Survival of the fittest, and everybody's raising an NHLer, so there's that.
Well, Sybil, thank you for all your personality showing up
today's
show. You have a great day in Fairbanks. I will see you tomorrow. I have Nick Nugent. We're going to talk a little bit of history.